Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Got a really interesting and fun show for you today. We're going to start out by talking about some great entertainment coming your way for the Christmas season. We're all familiar, of course, with the Charles Dickens story, A Christmas Carol. Well, what if A Christmas Carol was performed as a live 1940s radio musical from the East Coast? And it was performed live on stage. Well, that's what we're going to talk about with the director Bruce Lanning, because the Prescott Center for the Arts is putting on a 1940s radio Christmas Carol. And we'll talk about that with all the mayhem and madness of a live radio show. And then later in the hour, we will talk with Ken Blanchard. You may have read his business bestsellers. He created the 1 Minute Manager series. And Ken Blanchard has a brand new book out, sure to be a business bestseller. He has been translated, by the way, into 37 languages. That's success for you. So Ken Blanchard coming up the second half of the show. As you know, we always welcome your questions and comments on Q&A, just drop me an email at djphone, that's djfone, at kqna.com. And if you are in the mood for a very funny and pertinent movie about holiday travel, it's showing tonight at 7 o'clock for only $5 at the Harkins 14 Theater in Prescott Valley. It's the Steve Martin John Candy classic, directed by John Hughes, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So, we've got Bruce Lanning in the bullpen, ready to step up in just a moment on today's edition of Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, you know where, in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQNA.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Carol Benedict, the Executive Director at US Vets. I'm proud to make a difference in our community by providing housing and employment services for veterans. The bachelor's degree I earned from Prescott College provided me with the skills and support I needed to launch a career making a difference in the lives of others.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Finley Hyundai Prescott is breaking records. The 2017's gotta go. And with record-breaking prices like these, they won't be around long. Plus, no payments till 2018. 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe Sport 2.4-liter SUV with combined dealer discounts and rebates up to $9,406. Get 31% off MSRP at Finley Hyundai. All remaining 2017 models have massive discounts. A 2017 Hyundai Elantra Limited Sedan with volume discounts up to $9,986. That's 42% off MSRP. Plus, no payments till January 2018. Markdowns are on every 2017 Hyundai left in stock. A 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe SE Ultimate SUV with combined dealer discounts up to $7,400. That's 17% off MSRP. Plus, every Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. The 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Hyundai Assurance. Finley Hyundai Prescott. Or at FinleyHyundaiPrescott.com.
Approved credit stock for H366663, H367-21, H366341. Plus, tax and license support, 85 tax fee. Plus, dealer installment accessory. Plus, qualified for all rebates and discounts. Sale offers cannot be combined. Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:06. We have Bruce Lanning. He is a director who has done how many shows for the PCA, Bruce?
This is the 15th, I think, Julia Cargill and I have done here. And I haven't acted out here. I kind of gave that up years ago. Mm-hmm. I just got into directing. Did... I don't know how many shows back in the Cleveland area before I came up here. Mm-hmm. And so this one's about 120, I think, that I've
really?
Done overall.
Wow.
And it started back with high school theater, and then we created a community theater in that area. And I did 20 years of that, and then came out here. And I told my wife I wasn't going to do theater, aside from just a little bit, you know. And I waited a couple of years, and then I just jumped in and did The Boys Next Door, which was the first one I did here. So,
mm-hmm. Now, tell me about what age you decided, okay, I like acting, but this directing thing looks pretty cool too.
It's sort of a cliche that actors all say that.
I all want to be a director,
but I got into acting in high school, and I kind of caught the bug. But then the drama teacher let me do a one-act play, and we were doing a student-directed play, mm-hmm. and I really liked it. It was a terrible play, but I didn't have a choice there.
Sure.
But it was so much fun. And then I went into college at Miami University in Ohio as an English major, and that's what I thought I was going to do. So I got a master's in English in American humor, actually, and which helped me later on, mm-hmm. and in 18th century English literature, I guess it was. And so I got a master's at another university, and then I had to make a living somehow, and I didn't want to go any further with that. I just knew I wanted to do something more social than sit and contemplate literature. So that's what I ended up doing. I went into high school teaching. The second year of it, I think it was just the second year there, they said, well, that somebody's who's doing the drama program, the direction of the plays, not the class, was quitting that. And mm-hmm. there was an opening, and I started talking to people. I thought, what do you think about me doing that? And this mentor of mine there said, you know, he says, I don't pass up anything. If I want to try it once at least and see how it goes. So I did. Told him I was going to do one play. I did three plays the first year, three plays after that for 42 plays, I think.
42 plays.
Over a few years. And then finally we started this community theater, and I shifted to that. I didn't leave the high schools behind. I was still mm-hmm. teaching there and teaching drama classes too. But I found out I really loved this, and it was in a city building that they didn't care about, so I didn't have to pay very much as far as the building went. I could do pretty much what I wanted as long as I did a musical or so every year, mm-hmm. and that's what we did. You know, when we were in money trouble, we did Fiddler on the Roof, because it always does well, no matter where it is, and The Sound of Music. I never said I would do that, and then I I buckled under.
Sure.
But I could also do other shows, too, like Play It Again, Sam, and some artistic kinds of things as well, dramas that I really enjoy, like The Boys Next Door. I did mm-hmm. that there. When I came here, then I just wanted to get involved in some respect. And so after a couple of years here working on different shows, they let me direct The Boys Next Door, and then I did. What was it? The next year, it goes back now 17 years. Arthur Miller's All My Sons. That's what it is.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I saw the movie with Edward G. Robinson. Yeah. I believe Burt
Lancaster. I've always liked that. Well, I was teaching it over along with
Arthur. Yeah.
I was teaching some of it at Embry-Riddle doing English classes, and also so they let me do some theater later on. And I, partly because they're flyers there, but you know it. They really liked that play, mm-hmm. and I when I got into YC a little later, we did a combine program with YC and PAC at that time, mm-hmm. or PCA, I should say. That's terrible.
It has changed.
I got it wrong.
Yeah, it has changed.
But that was sort of exciting too.
So. Well, you know, one of the great things about the show you're going to be doing here for the holiday season, the title pretty much explains what's going on, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it does.
It's called a 1940s Radio Christmas Carol, and the 1940s, you're setting the time frame right there. Mm-hmm. Radio, you're doing a live radio broadcast back in the days of the golden age of radio with national live broadcast of radio, and you're doing a Dickens, the Dickens Christmas Carol mm-hmm. story. Boy, that's quite a lot going on.
It's all in 2 hours, too.
Yeah, imagine that. Boy, oh boy.
Well, it takes place in Newark, New Jersey now. The original 1940s radio hour was a hit around the country, and it was a Christmas show, too.
But that's been done in 8,000 theaters,
I know.
It's
tremendous. And yeah. They had songs and Christmas songs and so on, but some original stuff, too. And it just really went well, and so they wanted to make a little more money maybe from something new, and this was just a kind of combination. So they imagined themselves leaving New York City where they were doing the first one. Mm-hmm. They didn't have the money any longer, so they went into a hotel in Newark, New Jersey. In fact, they opened with a song called Newark, and it's December 24th, Christmas Eve in 1943, mm-hmm. right in the middle of the war. And so there's a serious edge to this all the way through, and a serious theme of the actor they hired to play Scrooge, who has lost his son, and just a few months before. So there's a little drama beneath the comedy that's mm-hmm. in here. We do tell most of the Christmas carol and doing it with a full sound effects board. You know, we have Celia and Bill Osborne, who are just new to us here in Prescott, and they're doing the sound. Bill's doing both sound effects on stage, along with one of our actors, mm-hmm. Connie Arnold, who is new to us here too. And they really are good. We have it beefed up too, so you can hear those things pretty well. Mm-hmm. And mics on everybody, so you can't miss a word, I think. So people will be pleased there. The sound's sometimes a problem there at PCA.
And you and I are both fans of the great Woody Allen movie, Radio Days. Mm-hmm. And this will remind people a little bit of that, won't it?
Yeah, it is. I've always loved Woody Allen. I know that,
yeah, same
that puts me on some some lists.
Yeah,
maybe I
me
don't
too.
To
yeah,
but the Radio Days is one of my favorites.
It's such a classic.
He kind of goes back to that quite a few times in different movies he's made.
And you know, one of the things about that is how radio in its golden age, and to a lesser extent now, but it's still there, really is theater of the mind. And you know, people talk about, well, I saw the movie and I read the book. The book is better. Well, they always believe that because when you read the book, you're interpreting the story through your own prism, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the director is showing you what to believe, what to think, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I think radio, you know, those radio dramas and radio comedies, you had to fill in the blanks with your own life experience and your own aspirations and your own fears, didn't you?
Yeah, it did the same thing as a good novel mm-hmm. will do. And when I was a kid, it was... I remember listening to Straight Arrow, who was in the comic books at the time, and that was the real early 1950s. And he had this golden cave where he went in and changed into the garb of an Indian, which he was, but he was hiding. And I could imagine always what that cave was like. His horse was there, you know, just kind of mm-hmm. like the Zorro movies in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I remember too. Oh, Sergeant Preston of the Yukon was another one.
Sure.
And I remember being so disappointed.
Yeah, we're dating ourselves.
I know.
This,
I know. Well, I think I'm older than you are, but I was. I had listened to that on the radio along with the Lone Ranger, mm-hmm. and when I saw it on television later on, I was just sort of appalled because it just didn't live up to my imagination, especially Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. It was such a lame series, to tell the
sure.
truth.
Sure. You know, on that note, remember the old TV series on CBS, To Tell the Truth?
Yeah.
With
mm-hmm.
Bud Collier, mm-hmm. with his bow tie and everything. Who would have ever guessed he was the radio voice of Superman?
He was.
I mean, when you look at him in that bow tie, him? Really? But again, we go back, you know, to the Woody Allen movie again, because we put our own, you know, projections of what these people must be, how heroic they must be. And all they're really doing, they're actors talking into a microphone, mm-hmm. you know, with a band, with sound effects and things like this. But that's where the magic comes from, isn't it?
It's very, very true.
Yeah.
And know, I wasn't allowed to listen to Superman in my house because my mother thought it was too violent.
Oh, my.
And there were a lot of people that felt that, I think, in small-town America where I was raised the first few years anyway. And so we went up to a neighbor, and he had a record album. They were selling albums of some of the Superman shows. Mm-hmm. And so I got to hear it there along with Dick Tracy and some other stuff.
Wow.
And later on, she relented.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, there's obviously a dramatic theme in a 1940s radio Christmas carol, but there's also some funny things, too. Describe, shall we say, the risks we take whenever we go live on a national broadcast.
Well, there is. I think they maybe overemphasized that in the description of the show, but it does have a kind of a risky edge to it, because the man playing Scrooge is an elderly gentleman who is an actor from the theater, basically from the theater, and he's never been on radio before. Mm-hmm. So he's going to play it bigger than life. And of course, then he has this baggage, of course, really thinking about his son at this time of the year, especially right before Christmas, and not really wanting to admit that he has died either, even though the cast knows he has. So you have that kind of tension there. It's an unusual mix. And then certain things happen, and they decide to do some of the Scrooge thing as a 1940s detective play, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's where a lot of the comedy at the end of the play comes from, from trying to do that as Rick Roscoe, who is the detective that they normally were doing every Friday night, you mm-hmm. see, and they knew how to do that. So when things happen, they go into that mode. But Scrooge is brought into it, too, and they solve the problem of the disappearance of Tiny Tim.
Now, describe the set for this. It's got to be nostalgic,
I
would think.
Ed Gates has been working with me ever since To Kill a Mockingbird. We did that together. Mm-hmm. We did Spamalot together, which was a huge hit for us. And some shows since, like last year's musical I did, How to Succeed in Business Without Even Trying. And this one, he has designed it as a improvised studio off the lobby of this hotel mm-hmm. in Newark, New Jersey. So he's got the kind of wallpaper look to it. He's got a platform with the whole thing laid out with all the sound effects. You can watch them do there in front of us. And then on the other side of the stage is the two musical instruments. I don't want to say piano, because they're really modern instruments, but we mm-hmm. camouflage them to look like an organ and a piano. And so our company, she not only plays those two instruments, also plays the violin in a sequence. So she's all over the place with those cues. That music was so important to them back then, especially in the serials. And we kind of make fun of some of the soap operas, the afternoon soap operas sometimes in this part mm-hmm. Of the show, too. So we have that. And then in the center is where the actors sit and where they come into the building and all of that. We have a concierge of the hotel that comes out and tells the audience what to do as far as their demeanor and what's going to be happening and what's going to be on the PCA stage later on. We work mm-hmm. that into the show.
Sure.
So instead of having a recorded announcement, it really is a lot of fun, and the actors really work hard. They've added actors to it, especially female actors, since the original that's reviewed in this review that you showed me. And I'd seen that too, and I don't know what the show was like back then, but I think it was done just with maybe five actors. Mm-hmm. And now we've had a couple of changes. We've changed one male role to a female, mainly because we didn't have the men that came out for it, but partly because we could emphasize something a little different in the show than was there originally without changing the script really at all. Mm-hmm. So we have a woman who's going to go into the wax and she's going to be leaving the troupe, and that's part of an underlining plot element as well. Mm-hmm. So the thing is done a lot of reds, Christmas colors. We're going to have some decorations and so on. What they wore back then was pretty somber. It wasn't a lot of holiday stuff, but we're trying to show it as close to what we can on our budget to a real 1943 radio show.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things that come out from that or comes out from that nostalgia is that in the 1940s and 50s we were a nation of conformity, weren't we?
We were
at war, and of course everyone knows that you win a war by dividing and conquering, and if you're all in it in the same direction, you're probably going to win. And that kind of carries over into real life. I mean, we ended up electing, you know, a five-star general as president. Mm-hmm. We had the McCarthy hearings, mm-hmm. which were all about nonconformity. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to be learned from younger people seeing a show like this and what we considered funny, you know, what we considered dramatic, you know, the things that were going on in our lives. So I see this as part history lesson, part Christmas music, part classic literature with Dickens, and some comedy, too.
And that's right. Exactly. It's very complex that way when you think mm-hmm. about it. And we have women in roles that were, you know, traditional women's roles, except these women have decided to, in order, because of the men are at war, an awful lot of them, yeah. to come in and try to make some money off of this as well as their daytime jobs. And these are actors that supposedly have daytime jobs in various industries. One is pretty much a Rosie the Riveter kind of character. Yeah. And there's the relationships with the men a little bit different. We still have some that you'll recognize from the news today that are womanizers. This one guy particularly, who is played by a very funny actor, David Hendrickson, has been with me in four shows now, mm-hmm. and he plays a lot of different characters throughout. One thing I thought about too is he has. It's not a parody really. It's taking a page out of Jack Benny's show back in the 1940s, and he did the same Christmas show for years and years and years on mm-hmm. television over and over again, where we would go into this store, you know, trying to buy something for his wife. That was the usual excuse for him being there. Mm-hmm. And he would take Dennis Day along with him, who was always a kid, sure, even though he was 50 years old.
He always looked very young,
yeah.
didn't he?
We have a real kid in this one who is very funny as well, but he's very young. Anyway, they go into this place and they run into all kinds of trouble trying to buy something from these people. And they were kind of the standard people. And some of them are just obnoxious people. There usually was some kind of a Yiddish character. And in this case, I think the original one was Ishka Bibble on radio, but this is called
I remember that name.
This is Mishka Bibble.
Oh, gosh.
And the Bill Haas plays, and that is funny as well. He's a radio actor trying to do this accent, although the character's supposed to be Jewish as well. So, they did have a little bit of leeway in that kind of thing. There were, it was in Jack Benny, there was Rochester, too, was a black
sure,
actor.
Eddie Anderson.
Anderson, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
sure.
And he was in Cabin in the Sky, too, a famous black film that shown on TV. CM once in a while, but so they did have some of that variety of things, but they never really considered seriously, I think, once the war was over, having women remain in industry. And I think this kind of shows the hopes of the women that would like to.
yeah indeed. Hey, tell us about some of the other shows you've done for the PCA.
Well, I told you the first two. After that, I did Pippin. I've always liked Pippin. Mm-hmm. And it just turned out I did it at the wrong time, I think, because nobody knew it when it came here. And mm-hmm. a lot of us the know musical theater did know it. And so, therefore, I had trouble casting, and it was very difficult to cast. But I think we did a pretty decent job with it. People would probably disagree with me. But it didn't do as well as some of the things later on. So I learned something from that. I did as the first musical here, I did Pajama Game, which hadn't been done lately. But I kind of keep an eye on Broadway, see what the revivals are, yeah. and try to do some of those. But if you get too far ahead of the revival when you hear it, because you can do some of those shows here that are revivals at the same time they're doing them on Broadway, you know. It's just you have to have there's a 100 mile circle around Prescott that we can't do a show that Phoenix probably is doing. It's right on the line. Certainly Tucson or whatever. Yeah. So, and the other we don't have a problem with. They're over 100 miles. But we had a good success with that one. And then my first real hit was Gypsy. Mm-hmm. And we had it just came together just beautifully. The set was wonderful. The actors were wonderful. We had a great response from the community, and we sold out just about every night on that. When I did To Kill a Mockingbird, the same thing was true. I didn't think a drama would do that, And I had no inclination that that would happen. In fact, I didn't put in the show, but when I got into it, I just loved doing it. And then when we had this audience coming, people, younger parents bringing their kids is what I was excited by, because we don't have that very often in almost all theater across the country.
And with the Christmas season coming up, now tell me, where is the music coming from in this show? Are the actors singing? Is it piped in music? Is it background?
No, we use live music. You know, I try to like some of this recorded music that they have that you can buy for the musicals, but a lot of it sounds pretty tinny to me. Mm-hmm. And as a director, the problem with it is, I don't know if I should get technical here, but the problem with it is that you can't, if the actors change something or they go a little longer on something, unless you have the best modern equipment, which is quite expensive, you can't stretch a song or something like that.
Yeah.
And when we have a live band, we can respond right to it, and we're ready for that. And so I kind of prefer that, although there's some good programs now out there that where they can do all kinds of things and manipulating the score. So I'm happy with that. We have Liz Riley, who has been a music director here in many things, and accompanist, and a great pianist and accompanist in that way. And she's plays a part in this with a few lines as Toots. Toots, who is the music director of the show, supposedly. Sandy Vernon in real life is the music director, and she's the one that taught him the songs. And there are Christmas songs. There are some original songs. She does one that's a comic song. But we have a lot of the Christmas carols done as they would be in 1943.
Okay.
And so if you can imagine some of the Andrews Sisters kind of inflections in the music and the way the songs end so often, there's just a slight discordance to it. When we got the script, they didn't send the music, so we decided on the script without looking at it, which was a mistake. But when we got it, we realized it was a lot tougher than we thought it was going to be. So we have had somewhat of a struggle getting it done, but I think now we've got some beautiful renditions of some of these, and just small parts for the most part of the famous carols that we all know.
And when does the show start?
It starts on the 30th of November. Mm-hmm. That's a Thursday, and goes to a Sunday afternoon on December 17th. So we run Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we have a matinee. We have quite a few matinees, actually. I think four matinees, maybe five on this show.
And you can find more information about a 1940s radio Christmas carol by going online to pca-az.net. More coming up with Bruce Lanning in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
It's that time of year again. The Artful Eye Jewelers is having their biggest sale of the year. Half off half the store. For 1 week only, beautiful handcrafted jewelry is half off. Even their gorgeous diamond engagement rings. They have gifts starting at just $15. Take it from me. Give her what she really wants this year for Christmas. The official sale starts Black Friday, but tell them Ken sent you and you can get the sale prices right now. Artful Eye Jewelers, right in the middle of Whiskey Row in downtown Prescott.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
Yavapai Plumbing and Heating's golden ticket is heating up. I'm Jeremy Rushton, and your golden ticket can save you half off a furnace and installation with qualifying full system purchase. Want more? Yavapai Plumbing will also give you $150 off any water heater with installation. Now that's a real golden ticket moment from Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Give us a call today for a free consultation at 776-7025 or find us online at ypeinc.com. Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
The all-new 2018 Findlay Toyota Camry is a joyride for the senses. The redesigned exterior is a sleek, flowing shape, pushing limits with a new wider stance, unique catamaran-inspired accents, and a black sports mesh grille. The new 2018 Findlay Toyota Camry has undergone a total transformation. Sporty, elegant front and rear bumpers set your heart racing, while standard Toyota Safety Sense helps provide peace of mind. Now, go more places in complete confidence and always arrive fashionably great. Your Findlay Toyota Camry also comes with Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan
plan, including roadside service, for 2 years or 25,000 miles. Lease an all-new 2018 Camry SE for $199 per month or 0% for 60 months. It's a joyride for your senses. Take a test drive today at Findlay Toyota Prescott or visit us at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. We're everybody's hometown dealer. Offer on approved credit. Must finance through Toyota Financial Services. Does not include tax, title, license, and $499 dock fees. Lease with $19.99 due at signing. Security deposit wait. Monthly payment for every 1,000 financed at 0% for 60 months is $16.67. Offer expires 12/4/2017.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back with Bruce Lanning about a 1940s radio Christmas carol. Hey, Bruce, I always ask PCA directors and actors this. Now, first of all, who decides what shows play at the PCA?
Well, we have a play rating committee, and it's an adjunct committee of the production committee. Mm-hmm. And we vote them into those positions now. Mm-hmm. And then I forget how many are on that board. It kind of fluctuates, but they read the plays and they choose them. Last year we decided we were going to speed up the process so we can get ahead by at least one season, maybe two seasons, because when we were behind, so often there'd be little delays and then we couldn't get our publicity out early mm-hmm. enough. So that's what we're doing now. We've already voted on next year's season already, and we're going toward the third one, and then we'll kind of pull back and do one ahead. But mm-hmm. That's the way we do it. And they're all different kinds of people on this too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, older people that have been around us for a long time who are play readers, other people that know a few plays but want to read more, and they spend a lot of time doing this.
Yeah.
To tell the truth.
If you had a dream play you would love to direct here, what would it be?
You know, I usually get what I want ultimately. If I'm careful with it. You know, there's a play called Something Rotten that's was on Broadway last year, and it's about Shakespeare, but it's a comedy about Shakespeare, and it was only there about 2 years, and now it's off going around, mm-hmm. and I just love to do that now. Mm-hmm. It's about musicals too. It is a musical, but it's about these two brothers decide that they want to do something other than what Shakespeare is doing, and Shakespeare's a rock star in the thing.
Okay.
And so they decide that go to a soothsayer and see what's going on in the future.
Yeah.
And so they go there and they find out that the future is musicals, and they can't understand what a musical was, first of all, because they weren't doing those, you know. And they end up making up one. It's called Omelet, of course, sounding like Hamlet. And,
of course.
That sounds really corny, and that part of it is, but there's some wonderful songs. There's one called Musical, a musical that reprises just about every famous musical you've ever heard in just little segments, and it's just hilarious. That I'd like to do. The one play I'm doing next year, probably, as far as we know now, is Peter and the Starcatcher, which has been playing around the country for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I shouldn't say a long time, the last couple of years. And I saw it at the Great Lakes, the Utah Shakespeare Festival. There used to be a Great Lakes one when I was young, back in Cleveland. But the Utah Shakespeare Festival's been doing great work, and they have this show that they did. And I saw it there. It was wonderful 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to try to do that over here. And it's really the story of Peter Pan, but also the story of Wendy's mother, who is a young girl in this thing. So it's sort of a pre-Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the Captain Hook and all that in there, too.
And once again, the show dates for the play in 1940s, Radio Christmas Carol.
November 30th through December 17th.
And you can get your tickets by going online to pca-az.net or calling, I think I got the number correct, 928-445-3286. I'm pretty sure that's the correct number. And you'll have lots of performances, so lots of chances to take your visiting friends for the holidays to see a really cool show, right?
Mm-hmm. We do.
Bruce Lanning, thanks so much for joining us today on Q&A. It's time for us to take a news break, and then afterward we'll talk to Ken Blanchard, the author of The 1 Minute Manager and his new business bestseller, coming your way on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162.09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Furnaces, we all need them, and we all tend to neglect them. Hi, this is Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Don't neglect your furnace this fall. Get your heating system running at peak performance before it gets cold outside. We're offering 30% off regular prices for fall service work and repair discounts through November 30th. We also have furnace efficiency upgrades when you buy a complete system. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Call us at 458-8177, follow us on Facebook, or visit pvhac.com.
Year-end sales event is here. Now with 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 cash back across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Now with exclusive holiday offers. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 Ford credit cash across a full lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Hurry into your Desert Ford dealers. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment on cars and SUVs. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment on F-150. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by November 30th, 2017. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The Prescott Valley Police Chief's handgun has gone missing, and police need your help in locating it.
On November 9th, after the town council meeting, Police Chief Brian Gerald went to the restroom at the Prescott Valley Library to change clothes. When he changed, he inadvertently left his department-issued firearm in the restroom stall. Gerald discovered it missing the following Monday. Sergeant Jason Kaufman says there's concerns this gun might end up in the wrong hands.
There's always concern with any lost police equipment, whether handgun, bulletproof vest, or ammunition. The handgun is a Glock 19, 9mm in caliber, black in color.
Anyone who has information on the whereabouts cause of this firearm is asked to call the Prescott Valley Police Department at 772-9267. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
He was the acting head coach at the beginning of the Northern Arizona Sun season, and now assistant coach Tyler Gatlin has received a promotion. Gatlin has been named associate head coach effective immediately. After former head coach Ty Ellis was called up to the Phoenix Suns, Gatlin led Northern Arizona during training camp. Gatlin says he learned a lot from Ellis last season and the season before that when they were both with the Bakersfield, California Jam.
We ended up getting to spend a lot of time working together and building some chemistry and synergy. When the opportunity opened up in Bakersfield for us to be on the same staff, it was an incredible moment we shared working together.
Gatlin says it's been helpful that a few players have returned for a second season.
We had commitments from Skia Booker and Josh Gray, Shaq Harrison, Assad Woods, Xavier Silas. They want to be here. And that was a special feeling because they knew that they improved last year and they still have goals that they want to reach and accomplish.
After a 114-105 road win Saturday night, the Northern Arizona Suns returned to the Prescott Valley Event Center to take on the Austin, Texas Spurs tonight at 6:30. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, sunny skies in the forecast through Black Friday. Expect an overnight low of 40 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 75 tomorrow and a high of 77 on Thursday. 43 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 84 and a high on Thanksgiving of 85. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Yavapai County Contractors Association presents 60 Seconds of Interest.
There's no place like home for the holidays. Hi, this is Sandy with YCCA, and we want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. And let's talk turkey. It's hard to beat the speed of deep frying turkey or the irresistible flavor and juiciness. But turkey fryers have the potential to cause fire and serious injury. Be sure you know how to safely use the fryer and take these precautions. Keep outdoor fryers off decks and out of garages. Make sure the turkey is thawed and dried before cooking. Ice or water that mixes into hot oil can cause flare-ups. Avoid overfilling the fryer. Choose a smaller turkey. Never leave fryers unattended. Deep fryer fires result in more than $15 million in property damage. Be safe, enjoy the turkey, and happy Thanksgiving.
This has been YCCA's 60 Seconds of Interest.
This November, Nissan is piling on the rebates to close out the remaining 2017s, and the deals are better than ever. This is Ed Walsh for Lam Nissan. This month, Nissan has added amazing rebates to the full lineup of Nissan Titans. Purchase a new Titan SV 4x4 with an MSRP of $37,095 on sale for just $27,999. That's a new full-size 4x4 truck for just $27,999. Or how about America's number one selling SUV, the Nissan Rogue. Lease for just $199 per month with $2,700 down. Or you keep the down payment, put zero down, and lease a new Rogue for just $275 per month. Nissan Sentras have been discounted 25% and are now just $14,381. 2017 model year closeout deals at Lam Nissan and Prescott. Lam Nissan, we're here to serve.
Call 928-717-2289 for more details.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And welcome back to Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. You know, for decades, millions of managers in Fortune 500 companies and small businesses around the world have followed Ken Blanchard's management methods to increase productivity, job satisfaction, and personal prosperity. Now there's a newly revised edition of Self-Leadership and the 1-Minute Manager. You can gain the mindset and skill set for getting what you need to succeed. Ken Blanchard, it's a pleasure to have you on our show. Tell us, first of all, in your book, about Steve, a young advertising exec about to lose his job.
Yes, and he goes and finds a kind of a mentor that really teaches him about being a self-leader. You know, and I love the concept, DJ, of you got to be the CEO of your own life. You know, and so often people, you know, they think they're going to lose their job and their head's down and they're moaning and all. Well, what are you going to do? You know, what can you do to make a difference and to realize that you're a valuable member of this organization? So that's why we really have gotten excited about it. And, you know, and the old command and control control model of leadership, it just is ill-suited for today's workplace, you know, because so many people are working remotely because of technology and now with rapid changes, you know, people that work for you know more about what they do than you do as a manager. And today's workforce, particularly the millennials, want to have collaboration. They want to be able to bring their brains to work. So it's an exciting time, and I think that's why we want to really help people first have the mindset, which is to realize that they are the CEO of their own life, and then teach them some skills that can make a difference.
Ken, during my sales training years in California, I was taught the first thing you have to sell, whether you're a salesman or just an employee, is yourself. So what are the tricks of self-leadership?
Well, the selling yourself is that we teach three skills. One you'll be interested in is assume constraints, which is, you know, what are the beliefs based on past experience and what people have told you, which are limiting you from, you know, doing things now. You know, you get a kick out of this. I was told by a number of professors when I was in graduate school that I couldn't write. And so if I wanted to be in the universities, I should be an administrator. And so I did that for a while. And then a guy came to me and said, Ken, I need some help. How about writing a textbook with me? And I said, why not? And then I found out that I could write. And I sent a copy to all those idiots that said I couldn't write. And, you know, and it's just amazing, you know. I mean, look at Stephen Hawking. You know, imagine if he assumed because he had severe physical disability that he would be limited in the impact he could have in the world. And wow, look what that guy's done. It's, you know, probably the celebrated physicist in history, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it's just getting all of this junk off your back that people have given you or experiences in the past have told you that limits you. So we don't want to limit you. You're fabulous.
Why is it so important for self-leaders to challenge these assumed constraints?
It is because otherwise it's going to keep you in the past, you know, and you'll be let your past denominate the present, you know. And so we just think it is. And all the great organizations I've looked at now are realizing that having empowered self-leaders is really the key to organizational success. So, you know, a lot of people think, well, that's only for certain people, this ability to be a self-leader, like Mark Zuckerberg or Oprah Winfrey or people like that. No, you know, you can be a self-leader, and that's what we're trying to get in self-leadership in the one-minute manager. Just like in the one-minute manager, I said, you all can be effective managers. So you can all be great self-leaders. Let's go for it.
Now, how can somebody who doesn't have a formal title attain the power to influence decisions and outcomes?
Well, you know, what a lot of people think is that there's only one kind of power, and that's position power. And if they don't have any, then they don't think they have any power. But, you know, it's interesting. I worked for a dean one time who wrote a lot about collaboration, but he didn't do it. And faculty members would go in and tell him what he was doing wrong. He'd throw him out of the office. And I realized that I didn't have position power, but I needed to get some personal power with this guy. And I learned that you can't correct until you connect. So I stopped him in the hall. I knew he was a great writer. I said, George, could you help me with this article I'm working on? Oh, sure. And went to his office. He had flip charts and we're all working away. And he said to me, Ken, what can we do with all the jerks in this school? The key word is, what could we do? Because now I had some personal power with him. And so you got to look at your power bases. You can have power in your knowledge. You might know some things that other people don't know. You can have some power past knowledge. You can do certain things other people can't do, you know. And you can have relationships power. People like to be around you, you know. And so look at your power base and how do you build on it. Just because you don't have position power doesn't mean that you don't have any power.
Did you just describe your 5 points of power?
Yes, I did. Position, personal knowledge, relationships, and task.
Now, before tackling a goal, why is it important to measure your own development level, your competence, and your commitment?
Well, what you have to do is you need to be proactive to get what you need. And we have a concept, situational leadership, too, that's all over the world. And if you've got a job to do, analyze your development level. What's your competency, your skills and ability to do that job? What's your commitment, your motivation and confidence And if you're excited about it, but you don't know too much about it, well, you need direction. You're an enthusiastic beginner. If you've kind of done it for a while, but you're kind of disillusioned at something, you thought, well, you need both direction and support. You need a coaching style. If you have the ability to do it, but you lack the confidence to do it on your own, you need a supportive leadership style. And if you can, do it on your own, you got the confidence and commitment, both. You know, somebody can delegate to you. So we tell people to, ask for it. The big phrase that you'll love, DJ, that we ask people is to use is, I need. And if you go to somebody and say, I need 15 minutes of your time, or I need this from you, people love to help people with their needs.
And they love to feel needed, don't they?
Absolutely. It goes both ways. That's why all this stuff is win-win, you know. When you help somebody else, they're going to want to help you.
Ken, several years ago, I read your book, Raving Fans, and it postulated something I think is even more important today. With the internet, Yelp, and things like this, and everybody's a critic on the internet, how important is it to not waste time dealing with people you'll never be able to please and let your competitors take care of them?
That's right. You know, I mean, and you're going to get some of these in your organization. Gary Ridge is the president of WD-40. I wrote a movie. He said, some people you find in your organization, you need to share them with the competition, you know, which I love that concept, you know, but you don't want to hang around people that are negative at all. You know, that's why I don't watch television or the news anymore. It's just so negative. I don't know why people don't take on the news media. You know, why don't we catch people doing things right once in a while, you know, rather than just spending all the time on negative stuff.
And on that note, who were some famous self-leaders who influenced you?
Well, you know, Mother Teresa would be a classic example of somebody who, you know, she didn't have a lot of position power initially, but because of what she did and who she was, all of a sudden everybody wanted to give her every kind of award and recognition and all that. And so she always was a powerful example to me. My father was an amazing example. He retired as an admiral in the Navy, you know, and I just saw him always trying to help people, you know, and manage up the hierarchy and help, you know, admirals above him realize what they could do. But he would develop a personal relationship with them first, and he just had that great skill. And I remember I won the president of the seventh grade in Rochelle, New York, and I came home, I'm all pumped up, and my father said, congratulations, Ken, but now that you are president, don't ever use your position. Great leaders are great because people trust and respect them, not because they have power.
And empowerment is something someone gives you. Self-leadership is what you do to make it work. The words of Ken Blanchard, the author of Self-Leadership and the 1 Minute Manager, Gain the Mindset and Skill Set for Getting What You Need to Succeed. Ken Blanchard, thanks for joining us today on Q&A.
Well, good. And people can get me on KenBlanchardBooks.com if they want to find out all the different books I've written in different categories. So come and join us.
And they've been translated into 42 languages, too.
You have Take care of yourself. Always good to be with you.
You have a great day. Thanks for joining us. And we always recommend you give your local bookstore your first chance to order Ken Blanchard's books. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And streaming live at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Who doesn't want to save money and support your local community? Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA, MBA, and EA. Now is the time to find out what Arizona tax credits you qualify for. Currently, only 10% of people use Arizona tax credits to benefit our hometown community. You're going to pay the money anyway, so why not keep the money local and give to places that you choose instead of the state government? Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, Market Area Manager for Finley Automotive Group in Prescott. Finley Automotive Group boasts the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars with almost 10,000 vehicles in our inventory. That means the largest selection of new and pre-owned sedans, SUVs, trucks, and hybrid vehicles in the county. With five brands side-by-side and 32 dealerships strong, Finley Automotive Group Prescott has your vehicle. And because of our volume buying, you can shop the very best deal and choose from an extraordinary number of financing options for any credit need.
Hi, I'm Robbie Hinshaw. Finley Automotive Group consistently rates among the highest in customer satisfaction and quality of service. We are proudly serving the residents of Yavapai County and beyond, including all surrounding communities. And because of our reputation for outstanding service, low prices, and excellent customer service, Finley Automotive Group Prescott has become a favorite destination for automotive shoppers throughout all of Northern Arizona.
Finley Automotive Group, not just a better dealership, but a great community partner. Finley Automotive Group in Prescott with Hyundai, Subaru, GMC, Buick, and Toyota.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeldt, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, not only were we talking to Bruce Landing about the great production coming to the PCA main stage, but also, if you have visitors coming in this Thanksgiving weekend, I've got a great place for you to take them Saturday evening. That's at 7:30 at the Prescott Center for the Arts main stage. Prescott Center for the Arts and the Folk Sessions, our buddy Tom Agostino, they present a Thanksgiving sing-along concert with Eric Ramsey, McDougal Street West, the Fare Thee Wells, and other guest artists. It's a very special Thanksgiving sing-along, and also they'll be performing songs of thanks and giving on a night where everybody is in the band. The lyrics will be provided for this inaugural concert of the Folk Sessions 8th season at the PCA, and some favorites they'll be singing are Stewball, Puff the Magic Dragon, Leaving on a Jet Plane, I Shall Be Released, and many more. The Fare Thee Wells will surely get the audience singing along too. Folk Sessions host Tom Agostino will be joined by his wife Krista, Savannah Rose, and Meg Borman. Stay tuned now for Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley. Then join me Wednesday for Q&A with Dr. Aaron Stroh from Bradshaw Family Dental with important news about sleep apnea. And everyone's favorite Americana historian, Jerry Stewart. He's on the air tomorrow to talk about his Thanksgiving Day program. That is tomorrow, Wednesday at 3 o'clock for Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQ&A.